Islamabad, Hanif Massey, a man in his mid-50s and father of groom Sherun Hanif, was jubilant just a day earlier when celebrations returned to his home after almost 2 years, following the marriage of his elder son. However, he was unaware that the wedding ceremony of his younger son would bring lifelong pain and grief, costing him almost all his close relatives. An explosion reportedly caused by gas leakage killed at least 8 people, including 4 of Mr. Massey's immediate family members, in Sector G7 of the federal capital and left several others injured on Sunday morning. Talking to media persons, Hanif said he was in a room constructed adjacent to the house, while all other family members were inside the main house. What began as a wedding celebration for Hanif Massey ended in tragedy when a gas blast in G7 sector destroyed his family. At around 7:15 a.m., I heard a blast. I rushed towards the house and saw that everything had been destroyed. A large number of guests were already present because of my son's marriage ceremony. Due to the blast, I have lost many relatives, including my newlywed son, his wife, my wife and my other daughter-in-law, while my daughter has been seriously injured, he said. Replying to a question, he said that since the guests had remained awake until around 3 a.m., most of them were sleeping at the time of the incident. The newly married couple who died in the blast. White Star. Sahail Romi, who was present at the site of the incident, told Dawn that both the bride and groom were his relatives. The Bharat had arrived from Gujarat on Saturday night at 66 quarters in G7 halves, Islamabad, and the Walima reception was scheduled for Sunday noon. To my knowledge, the gas remained open during the night, and in the morning someone lit a matchstick, which caused the gas to catch fire and led to the explosion, he said. Mr. Romi, who is also the General Secretary of the PPP Minority Wing Rawalpindi, said the bride's family had already booked a bus from Gujarat to attend the Walima and had planned to take the bride with them for a few days. However, after receiving the tragic news, they delayed their departure from Gujarat and reached Islamabad by 3 p.m. in the same bus. It was decided to bury 6 bodies on Sunday at the Christian graveyard in Sector H8. The remaining 2 bodies were to be buried on Monday, today, he said. William Pervez, a resident of the area, told Dawn that the worst affected was Yaqub Massey, a resident of a neighboring house, who lost his 2 sons. Yaqub was out of the city. His 2 sons were sleeping in their house when the roof suddenly collapsed due to the blast, killing both on the spot. It was decided that the burial of Yaqub's 2 sons would be held on Monday, today, he said. Published in Dawn, January 12, 2026.